In the stories you tell, I am always the witch and the whore, in high leather boots and a pointed hat, painted hands like spun sugar, tipping a dozen little pink mouths to mine, full of peppermints and breadcrumbs, blushing to their ears when we touch, and they taste the candy hut on my lips, the butterscotch banisters and marzipan walls, chocolate rafters you have dreamed of every night for a decade. Industrious boy, you work so hard at the tale of how I, black-winged and too terrible to imagine, covered you with my body like a honey glaze, drowned you in miles of my licorice hair, how the moon cut her wrists in a blue bath and disappeared for 3 whole nights, while you burned in the cinnamon kiln of my breath. Your flesh bubbled and boiled in all my scented oils and draped in my limbs like dripping toffee, you howled to escape. You'll tell them all, anyone, everyone, how I kept you in my wicked little oven of shortbread and caramelized sugar, how the fire turned your fingernails black, and here you display your ruined hands with a dramatic flourish, the crowd gasps, and how you never loved me. You fled from my claws into the wild wood. They are impressed, of course, by your heroism, and this has been your gold star act for years, dressing me up in black satin and barricading me into that honeycomb house, a darling villain with a first-rate broomstick. You cannot tell them that you still dream about that simple morning when the mist was like kettle steam and I was gone. For 10 years you have lived it over and over, clutching it like a sweat-stained photograph, the last of my black dresses disappearing over the forest path like a wing.